It's the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
That was Santa Maria Strela do Dia, CSM number 100, performed by Istin Pita from the album Pilgrimage to the Shrine. You can find out more about them at www.istinpita.com. Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast. This is show number 23 of our 17th season. I'm your host, Chuck Burke. This show is sponsored by the Louisiana Renaissance Festival, the patrons of the podcast, the Ren Crews, and the podcast minions. We'd like to give a special thanks to all the performers who've submitted their music. We currently have 759 albums from 321 performers in our podcast library. The next song coming up is Thunder in the Falls, performed by Rowan from the album Tales Through Time. The sound
the guns, cry out like thunder in the fall. A soft day, it was dawning by the cool northern sea.
This is Vince Conaway, Hammer Dulcimer player, telling you that the Louisiana Renaissance Festival is a highlight of talent from the festival circuit. Come see Paulo Garbanzo, Christoph the Insulter, Jacques the Whipper, Shakespeare Approves, Chaste Treasure, and so much more. Plus, you know, me. Situated around a beautiful lake, the village is full of incredible vendors and has some of the best food on circuit, which is to be expected in southern Louisiana. I look forward to seeing you there in the fall.
Cold. A woman took pity on a poor old soul. She took pity on a poor old soul and asked him to come in. With a toot-a-doo-doo ranting high, toot-a-doo-doo ranting high, toot-a-doo-doo ranting high, and a high for the beggar man. Well, he hung his coat upon a hook and sat him down by a chimney nook. Sat him by a chimney nook, and merrily they did sing. With a toot-a-doo-doo ranting high, toot-a-doo-doo ranting high, a toot-a-doo-doo and high, and a high for the beggar man. In the middle of the night, the old woman rose. She missed the beggar man in all his clothes. She clapped and clapped and clapped again, saying with me, don't her gone. With a toot-a-doo-doo ramping high, toot-a-doo-doo ramping high, a toot-a-doo-doo ramping high, and a high for the beggar man. And gone when that old man came back again, asking for a charity, what to give to the beggar man. With a toot-a-doo-doo ranting high, toot-a-doo-doo ranting high, a toot-a-doo-doo ranting high, and a high for the beggar man. Now yonder she sits and yonder she stands, the finest lady in all the land, servants all at her command, since he went with the beggar man. With a toot-a-doo-doo ranting high, toot-a-doo-doo ranting high, a toot-a-doo-doo ranting high, and a high for the beggar man.
That was High to the Beggar Man, performed by Thomas the Accordionist from the album Beyond the Hills. Thomas performs a wide repertoire of songs and music, ranging from early music to video game scores to jaunty ballads. You can find out more about him at frostaccordion.com. Be sure to check out the Renaissance Stream Guide, where you'll find a constantly updated schedule of online shows, performances, podcasts, and livecasts. They keep that updated on a daily basis. You'll find regularly scheduled shows as well as specials. You can check them out at facebook.com/Renaissance Stream Guide. Coming up is Patty Murphy, performed by the Misbehaving Maidens from their album Busted. Misbehaving Maidens are a bawdy, nerd-folk comedy band comprised of four women from the Washington, D.C. and Baltimore area. Their music is mostly parodies, drinking, and fandom songs for the 18 and up geek crowd. You can find out more about them at misbehavingmaidens.com.
Oh, the night that Patty Murphy died is a night I'll never forget. Some of the boys got loaded drunk and they ain't got sober yet. As long as a bottle was passed around, everyone was feeling gay. O'Leary came with a bagpipe, some music for to play. That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
Mrs. Murphy sat in the corner, pouring out her grief. When Kenny and his gang came a-tearing down the street, they went into an empty room and a bottle of whiskey stole, and put that bottle with the corpse to keep that whiskey cold.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
Everyone started drinking, they didn't worry for a prayer. Mrs. Murphy said she'd wait till everyone was there. If ever a sight I e'er did see that made me shiver with fear, they took the ice right off the corpse and placed it with the beer.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
A fight broke out, 'twas fierce and strong, and everyone was in. Someone knocked the whiskers right off poor old Darby Flynn. And Dirty Andy Burke was there, now what do you think he'd done? He put the corpse right on its head in the corner just for fun.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
Then Mrs. Murphy started in and battled with the cops. She chased them, every one of them. She chased them several blocks. A lovely time was had by all 18 in court were tried for having caused a riot on the night Pat Murphy died.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. Well, someone asked old Finn again if anyone had died. Well, says he, I'm not quite sure, I just came for the ride. They headed for the graveyard, all holy and sublime. And found out when they got there, they left the corpse behind. That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. Yes, that's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. Yes, every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
Thanks to our honorary minions, Casey Herndon and Randall Kimbrough, our friend of the podcast, Mari Voipio, and the following patrons of the podcast: Daniel Belton, Gary Clark, Hank Woodward, Jason Youngberg, Mark Gunn, Mike Bartley, Nicholas Walton, Optimum Prime, and Ron Lankford. And a special shout out to Jason Youngberg, our longest running patron since August 1st, 2015. If you would like to help support our show, please consider becoming a patron of the show over at our Patreon page. There's a link to that in the show notes. Also, if you want to make a one-time donation, you can go to paypal.me/renfestpodcast, or just tell your friends about the podcast and why you like it. We're also looking for volunteers if you'd like to help out. Send us an email at renfestpodcast@gmail.com. Our entire podcast is a labor of love. We are all volunteers here, and we could not make this happen without our current patrons who are helping us to finance things like the website and storage for all the music. So thank you so much for all of your help. All that money goes directly back into the show and helps us to bring more music to you. And now on to the actual show.
Thank you.
ask you something, Father dear, and you must not angry be. As gone, my eldest son, ask anything.
Lullaby, performed by Scott and Joanna Hongle Darcy, from their album The Mountain King. They're a duo offering shows of early traditional Scandinavian and Celtic ballads and tales. You can find out more about them at www.hongledarcy.com. That's HongelDarcy.com. For weekly podcasts about the Renaissance Festival circuit, lots of music, information, and news, check out Life's Affair at facebook.com/Life's Affair. This next song is Before the Dawn by Bramblebush from their album Songs in the Glade.
Dancing flame, for the darkest hour.
before the dawn. Watcher on the tower, take down your broadsword, and remember all the oaths that you have sworn to fight and save this land from the dancing flame. For the darkest hour has come before the dawn.
Weather's feeling icky and you want to get away, and you wonder how the water's feeling up and down the bay. If you need a good vacation, well, you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise. Great entertainment, fabulous food, it's guaranteed to improve your mood. If you need a good vacation and you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise, Bumpiliada, come play.
Visit www.therencruise.com to reserve.
Thank you.
Redemption by Vince Conaway from his album Wanderlust. This is Greg from The Renlist. Here's a look at what fairs are opening and closing in the next few weeks. The Carolina Renaissance Festival in Huntersville, North Carolina, as well as Camelot Days Medieval Festival in Hollywood, Florida, close on November 21st. The Texas Renaissance Festival in Todd Mission, the Louisiana Renaissance Festival in Hammond, and the Sarasota Medieval Fair in Florida are still going on at least through Thanksgiving. For details on these fairs, as well as other events in South Carolina, California, Alabama, and Florida, just go to therenlist.com. As always, COVID rates are high in many states, so for the good of everyone, please be sure to follow the rules and regulations of any fair you attend. The next song is by Gypsy Rocks, who can be seen performing at the Texas Renaissance Festival. From their album A Fiddler in Every Port, this is Kalinka. This is Greg from The Ren List. We're keeping The Ren List up to date with information on what fairs are open or closed, so head on over to therenlist.com to find out about fairs near you. You can also follow us on social media for updates. And we also have a section for vendors and performers to get themselves listed. It's quick and easy to add yourself. Simply start by creating an account on therenlist.com.
That was The Whistling Gypsy, performed by Mistress Baud from the album Give Back My Bordello. Mistress Baud is an interactive one-woman musical comedy experience that you're sure to want to book for your own conventions, company party, or festival event. Coming up over the next few shows, our next show is going to be a show of just instrumental music. We'll be following that with our annual Holiday and Yule special. Our last song will be Spanish Ladies, performed by The Other Woman, from her album, I Want You for Fun and Frivolity, and Then I'll Give You Back. We'll leave you with that, and until next time, take care.
Farewell and adieu to you Spanish ladies, farewell and adieu to you ladies of Spain, for we've received orders for to sail for old England, and we hope in a short time to see you again. We'll rant and we'll roar like true English sailors, we'll rant and we'll roar all across the salt seas, till we strike soundings in the channel of old England, from Ushant to Scilly be 35 leagues. We hove our ship to with the wind at the south, boys, we hove our ship to for to take soundings clear in 55 fathoms with a fine sandy bottom. We filled up our main tops, up channel did steer. Let every man here drink up his full bumper, let every man here drink up his full bowl, and let us be jolly and drown melancholy. Drink a health to each jovial and true-hearted soul. We'll rant and we'll roar like true English sailors, we'll rant and we'll roar all across the salt seas, till we strike soundings in the channel of old England. From Ushant to Scilly is 35 leagues. We'll rant and we'll roar like true English sailors, we'll rant and we'll roar all across the salt seas, till we strike soundings in the channel of old England. From Ushant to Scilly is 35 leagues.
The Renaissance Festival podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.